November the 17th, 2014, 6:06 PM at home in Bradford. And my last boot where I talked about Christmas adverts, a lot of people asked me what I thought about the Sainsbury's adverts. Well, I say a lot of people, two. Two people asked me what I thought about the Sainsbury's advert. So I thought I'd just tell you. It's a nice piece of drama. Very heartwarming, very well acted, very nice. And the German uniforms look cool. Yeah, it's very selfless and nice of Sainsbury's to do it. But that's about it, really. I only really get excited about Christmas adverts that have food in them. And speaking of lovely Christmas food, that's the whole point of this boo. I was thinking, what can I do in the run-up to Christmas for booing? Because I love Christmas. I'm a Christmas kind of guy. It's November 17th. Hey, the lights are on in Bradford City Centre. It's Christmas now. Full swing. Let's crack on with it. Don't worry, I won't be constantly booing about Christmas between now and December the 25th. But I did just want to introduce the boo sort of series that I'm going to do in the run-up to Christmas. It is Roger Skelton's Minced Pie. Minced Pie? Oh, messed up already. Let's try again. Boop! Roger Skelton's Mince Pie Reviews! Oh yeah, I'm going to take suggestions, I'm going to take ideas, and I'm going to try to review as many mince pies, or minced pies, as I can this year, right? And I'm going to review every single one of them on Audioboo, okay? So I'm starting today. And this isn't the first set of mince pies I've eaten this year, I'll admit. But this is the first one I've decided to do a boo on anyway. I'm starting with the standard. I thought I'd start with a nice standard mince pie. So I've gone for Mr. Kipling. Mr. Kipling's Exceedingly Merry Six Minced Pies. Mince pies. A quid for six in Morrison's. Now I've taken them out. And they look nice. Slightly browned crust with kind of holly and berries in the middle. One of them's a bit gimped. It's got a weird bit of pastry going through the middle of it. But hey, there's always one bad pie, isn't there? So let's get one down me. There's a light coating of sugar on each one. They look nice. They look like nice mince pies. Very nice on the eye, apart from the gimped one. So I'm going to take one of the normal ones. Yep, nice. Not yet. Nice looking mince pie here. Not soggy. Nice and solid. Let's have a bite. Here goes. Mmm. 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 Sorry, this isn't exciting audio. Oh, sorry if you can hear the baby monitor in the background. My wife's putting my daughter to bed. But, oh, that is a nice mince pie. That is, hold on, I'm going to have to pause this. Look at that, my very first mince pie review, and all you can hear is my daughter in the background. But actually, this is a really nice mince pie. It's not dry. There's plenty of minced fruit inside it. Nice buttery taste on the pastry. It kind of swells up in your mouth. Mmm. Which is why it takes me so long to eat a bite of it. But yeah. You can see why Mr. Kipling sort of set the standard, really. That is a really nice mince pie. Really nice. That's going to take some beating, actually. So, if any of you have any suggestions for mince pies, or somewhere that's doing a nice mince pie, or mince pie variants, I'm happy to try the weirdest and wackiest minced pies you can find, as long as they're not too expensive. Yeah, I'm going to eat a lot of these bad boys this year, I think. But right now, Mr. Kipling do indeed set a benchmark. These are going to take some beating. Nice mince pie. Can't beat a bit of Kipling. Merry Christmas!